The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And there you have it, the 54th anniversary celebratory music of Kent State. Well, I don't know about celebratory. I mean, that's what happens when you let National Guard troops on uncontrolled. Of course, you know, they found everybody liable, but nobody got prosecuted criminally for it. Not that I remember. But anyway, I played that because of the fact that we've got all that garbage going on here in the United States of America with 2,200 people arrested. Whether or not they're going to be prosecuted for criminal behavior remains to be seen. And of course, we're all caught in the fray of the PSYOP, the tit-for-tat garbage that goes on throughout our media, trying to pin the tail on the donkey, which donkey, I don't know, might be the one in the White House. We'll get to that in a minute. Of course, 2 minutes after the hour here on a Friday, whatever it is you feel good about, did you meditate and say prayers this morning? You know, we can help you with that. That's why when you go to thepowerhour.com and you click on the community tab, prayer requests are there. In addition to, you can go through our Substack page to get the show transcripts and all the other stuff on our podcast episodes, all the replays we do. We have a Substack page out there. I just posted another one on davekrieger.substack.com. As a matter of fact, the doomed to repeat article on emergency preparedness. We're now taking orders, by the way, for all North American Herb and Spice products with 10% off those products this week at the Power Mall, which, by the way, is open, has been ever since 8 a.m. Central. For those of you that want to call up and donate like Kevin, we appreciate you donating through the website. You can call us at 877-817-9829. Make a donation that way. If you donate more than $25, you get a free tube of vitamin or toothpaste. See how that works? You also help out when you shop at the Power Mall and shop through our partners tab on thepowerhour.com. And call, let us know when you do. If you're listening or watching the show from 11 to 1 Central, you do the math as far as your time zone. You can call in with questions or comments. The number is 844-769-2944. You wait for the prompts, press number 1 to get into the studio. That keeps all the garbage people from calling in. Who's supposed to join us next hour? Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. We'll be talking about all those chemtrails and dimming and all the other crap that our government is doing to us. In the meantime, at 4 minutes after, we move on to world news here. The UK's fake conservatives, the British Conservative Party, gets a well-deserved drubbing, losing council seats, and a periodic reminder that voters do actually notice when you take right-wing votes but deliver left-wing policies like open borders and high taxes. You know, it's amazing how over there they can seem to have real elections, but over here it seems like we can't. While results will continue to roll in through today and into the weekend, the key mayoral challenges aren't expected to declare until tomorrow afternoon. So that's how that works. And then, of course, Boris Johnson. This is so funny. Boris Johnson was turned away from his local polling station. Why? Daily Mirror reports because he didn't have his voter ID. He didn't have the right ID. Former prime minister, you would think he would know better. He fell afoul of the voter ID rules introduced when he was at 10 Downing Street. He tried to cast his ballot in South Oxfordshire today. Polling station staff went, turned him away. He only had an envelope with his name and address on it. Voters have to show photo ID like a passport or driving license to vote under heavily criticized rules. Mr. Johnson pushed through. Of course, he went home, got the correct ID, and came back later. Yeah, they're not going to let him get away with anything. I can just imagine him showing up there. You know who I am? Yes, sir. You still need a voter ID. You're going to love that. Stupid is as stupid does, right? Well, yeah, all these little things these people do to embellish their lives. Like Mr. Johnson shelling out £3.8 million last year for a grade 2 listed Oxfordshire manor house for his wife, Carrie, and their young family. The 9-bed country pile also boasts a swimming pool and a 3-sided moat. Wow. See how they enrich themselves? Our Congress is doing the same thing. Give them an inch. You know what they say. Panamanians, by the way, are going to elect a new president this weekend, Sunday, with 8 candidates set to appear on the ballot. Polls showing mixed rankings among 5 frontrunners. China's Huawei has been secretly funding tech research in American universities. Well, maybe that says a little something about why all these protests are going on. You never know if it's just tech research that they're actually funding. This is just what we know. Because this, apparently, the cat got out of the bag through a Washington-based nonprofit called the Optica Foundation. Bloomberg News uncovered it. Said Huawei is the sole funding source for research competition administered by the Optica Foundation, which is in turn managed by a professional association that specializes in visible light technology, such as fiber optics and lasers. The competition offers a hefty $1 million reward for optical research projects and receive hundreds of submissions a year. So here's what Bloomberg does. They contact university officials, applicants for the competition, even one of the judges, all said they had no idea Huawei was involved. Reporters uncovered a private document that specifically instructed the Optica Foundation not to divulge the involvement of the Chinese tech company Huawei. Ooh. Now you know how they're infiltrating us. And of course, oh, well, Huawei donations were reviewed by all our legal teams and approved by the board. Foundation insisted there was nothing unusual about the practice of donors remaining anonymous. Nah, okay. I know a lot of you are protectionists out there, and you think we ought to just keep to ourselves. Agreed. We should. This is one way to do it. We got to uncover this nonsense. 9 minutes after the hour, we move into You Snooze. Antifa returns with a vengeance in college mobs. Here's what the future holds. It's one of the reasons why we played Ohio. Because, see, they're all waiting. You got people like AOC, Omar, Tlaib, all sitting there talking it up. Antifa, oh yeah, we're all in favor of that. And of course, college mobs, They're saying influence comes from Antifa. The group might just be getting started as well. This pro-Hamas activism, reminiscent of the violent Antifa protests of 2020 and 2021, it's not new. It's structured, militant, often escalates quickly, fostering environments where, in this case, anti-Semitism can thrive unchecked. Maybe what they're really talking about is anti-Zionism. Apparently, there's a difference. But I guess if you're going to call people names, I mean, Antifa, they wear it like a badge of honor. Let's go burn down a police precinct. What do you say? Look what they did during the Black Lives Matter movement, spiraling into violence and chaos. At Columbia University, activists broke into Hamilton Hall, unfurling banners with messaging that declared glory to the martyrs. Students broke into and barricaded themselves in Portland State University's Millar Library. They stocked up on supplies, planning to stay until they were forced out. UCLA, Jewish student denied entry to the path he normally takes to class, marked by activists, while a large mob armed with metal pipes and umbrellas, a tool of choice from Antifa because they can also obscure identities. Do you wonder what would happen if all these people came to college armed? And when Antifa shows up waving a metal pipe at them, they just shoot them. And then point the gun around the room and watch all these Antifa turn around and run the other way because they weren't prepared for heavy artillery. So, and all of this, of course, is supported by the left squad. They think it's wonderful. Oh, they're just peacefully protesting. Sure, yeah, when they burned down that police precinct, Omar. Yeah, oh, yeah. It, look what the, what's her face? The vice president of the United States. I didn't even want to call her by her name. She didn't deserve it. Sits there, wants to start a bonding fund for all these people to get arrested. Well, you can see just how well democracy works in America and how quickly all these people that get elected to office abuse it. And we keep electing them. And look, if you want them out, you know what you got to do. You got to vote them out and you got to make sure they get voted out. You know, they want to pass laws making it a crime to interfere with election officials. Wonder why that is. So they can cheat and not, you know, have to worry about consequence, not have to worry about being beaten up by a violent mob when they exit the courthouse. We didn't use guns, Your Honor. We used baseball bats. You're going to outlaw those now, too? We just rearranged a few skulls because we knew they were cheating. I mean, what? When's all this going to come? It's all going to fall apart at some point. People are going to get so incensed, they're going to go to extremes. Because what do they see before them? Extremes. What does the media play on? Extremes. How do people react? Extremes. They get their you-know-whats in a bunch. But see, they're not quite motivated enough to go out and do something physically about it. Just imagine if they were to go on college campuses where they've arrested over 2,200 protesters so far across the country since this crap started and started rearranging skulls. Then what? Oh, look. And the campus police, just like Kent State, stood down and let them do it. They turned into a bunch of wimps and didn't tell people, look, these guys are going to shoot you. Then what are they going to do? Stand there and go, yeah, let them. And, you know, I mean, it just gives fodder for people like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young to write songs. I mean, this happened May 4th, 1970, folks. Just think about it. Does history indeed repeat itself? Now you know why the cops have been very careful not to shoot people, because then you get another Kent State thing going on in America. And somebody's got to be held accountable. Somebody's got to go to jail. You guys, we were just peacefully protesting. We broke in and vandalized and sprayed free Gaza and black spray paint all over the entrance to a building. Who's going to clean that up? The protesters? Yeah, right. And whose taxpayer dollars are paying for it to get cleaned up? The protesters? No. Why? Because these kids don't have a pot to piss in. if they were lucky enough to get in on a scholarship, no. More than likely, if it's some major college, it's mommy and daddy's money. Or is mommy and daddy telling Junior, don't go protesting. Please stay out of that. We thought we taught you better. But see, both sides are yelling F Joe Biden. Because Biden says, well, you can't do that. That's inappropriate. You do not have the right to cause chaos. That's what he decried yesterday. Violent protest is not protected. Unscheduled speech from the White House. How'd that speech go? Yeah. Of course, Biden affirmed his dedication to both the right to free speech and peaceful protest and the rule of law, noting that America is not a lawless country. What are you, blind? He said America is not a lawless country. But you have vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing cancellation of classes, forcing cancellation of graduations, threatening people, intimidating people, and steering fill-in people. But then he says, he turns around and says, dissent is essential to democracy. Oh, my. Yeah. 2,200 people, according to Associated Press. I guess they've been keeping count. Ever since the April 18th arrest of 108 Columbia University students in New York City on their Morningside campus in Manhattan. Gotta love it. In an abrupt effort to address the anti-Semitic violence that's engulfed many American university campuses in recent weeks, the U.S. House has adopted a new Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. After ignoring concerns that the plan actually could threaten free speech and make Christians who adhere to the biblical account of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection subject to conviction. Huh. See how that works? Now, here you have the federal government, which is confined to the 10-square-mile area called Washington, D.C. Corporate. Making laws that actually say that we can't be critical of Zionists. No, they have to classify because they got the ADL and everybody AIPAC funneling money to all these people. You got to do what we tell you. Got to pass these laws. We can't have people criticizing the Jews. I mean, they killed Christ. We know it. King of the Jews. INRI. Remember that over the top of his crucifix? Yep. So we speak out, and wow. Does that mean churches are going to get prosecuted too? We're talking about how the Jews killed Christ? Is that going to happen now? See, and then you know your country is going to hell in a handbasket when stuff like this is going on. And you have a Congress that adopts crap like this. Oh, this is a problem. This is a real problem. Because now Christians will be under attack if they're not already. God forbid, you know, you don't want to show up anywhere with a swastika tattooed on your arm. That will get you a jail sentence. Amazing how that works. Just to show up in public with that and somebody takes offense to it and calls the cops. Imagine that. No, I'm not a white supremacist, folks. Nope, we're in the minority right now, or didn't you realize that? There's nothing supreme about being white. Persecution, maybe. Supremacy, no. Because it seems like we're always on the short end of the stick when it comes to Congress. They don't care about us. Like Biden, what's he doing now? I mean, he's literally going out, extending Obamacare to illegal immigrants covered by DACA. 100,000 of these dreamers covered by health insurance, all because of his rule, according to the Washington Post. You know, they wanted to provide Medicaid to migrants entering the country. Well, who's going to pay for that, Joe? Are you going to pay for it? Wow. And see, here's the other thing about polls. Don't believe them. This is another PSYOP. What do I mean by that? When you look at what all these polls say, Biden is ahead of Trump by 1 point. What does that do? It gives the illegals and the Democrats more impetus to get out there. This is the back end of the PSYOP now. They got to push harder to get more Biden voters to the polls. You know, we had a caller yesterday that said she wanted to vote for Biden and just let him take him down. Can't do that. We have a Congress who won't take Biden out, so why would you want to vote for him? But then, what does that do to all the Republican voters out there that put their faith in Donald Trump? Oh, my God, Trump's going to lose. Oh, my God, we can't. It's not going to make any difference. We don't need to go there. Yeah, you do need to go vote. I'll tell you why. Because you have a bunch of independents and Democrats that are sick of Biden that are going to go to the polls and vote for somebody, whether it's RFK Jr. or Trump. Biden is losing in the polls. They don't want to tell you that. This is what mainstream media does. This Ipsos poll and all these other garbage. You go to the gas pump at the grocery store and you look at what prices are right now and you remember who gets credit for that. You have a Congress that borrows and spends like a drunken sailor in a strip club, and you got a president that is an absolute moron. Worse than any other president in the history of the United States. Why would you want to reelect that fool? Why? Why would you want to? Why would Democrats want to elect a fool to the White House? That literally, I mean, what if everybody came to Democrats' homes? I mean, Democrats got to worry about this. You can't put a gun-free zone sign on your house. You just made yourself a target. I think people figured that out. What happens, again, like I asked Joel Skousen yesterday on our show, what happens when all of these illegals out there get down and out in Beverly Hills? What happens then? Oh, then it's going to be the have-nots going after the haves. And the Democrats, no exception. It doesn't matter whose house they go to. This is what I'm talking about, the nonsense that we face here because of all this. But the polls, they're lying to you, folks. If you look at what's going on and how people are reacting to having to pay high prices, and what are they doing at the grocery store? They're cutting back on stuff. They're not buying all those extravagant things. Oh, I know the rich do. They don't care. They got money. But see, how many of Americans don't have that kind of luxury? A lot of us. We can't just go spend several thousand dollars at Wally World. It's just that way. But then you got all these 10 million, 15 million by the time November gets here that they want to all make registered voters just in time for the ship show. See, that's the next step. They're going to sneak them in. They're going to, you know, hand all these people blank ballots and let them vote by mail and whatever. And they will hide them and cheat just like they did before. Just like they did in 2020. And oh, God forbid, you can't say anything about it. Because if you do, well, they'll just throw you in jail. And if you protest at the Capitol, I guarantee you that's not going to happen again. Not unless there's a full-on insurrection. Apparently, our Congress doesn't know what a real insurrection is, because J6 certainly wasn't one. But, I mean, if we go through four more years of this hell, I guarantee you people will be stockpiling food, finding alternative ways, getting out of the major cities, leaving the high-tax blue city states. They'll be getting away from all this, and there will be a shift like you've never seen in attitude. And people will be arming themselves to the teeth, getting ready for something. They don't know what. But we have a bunch of warmongers in Congress. They're war whores. That's what they are. And they will get us into World War III, and there will be limited nukes in America. There will be cyber attacks in America. The grid will go down in America, and people will be at each other's throats in America. Because a whole bunch of people don't think it's going to happen and that the government's going to take care of them. It's the same 220 million people out there that said, oh, my God, a pandemic. What do we do? Here's a jab. Oh, let's go get it. Let's trust the government, not God. So they've lost all faith in God, put all their faith in the government, thinking the government's going to bail them out when the grid goes down. Not happening. for those of you paying attention, was what was going on in this hush money trial yesterday. A lawyer who was involved in the negotiations for agreement between Trump and two women, when questioned by prosecutors, saying, well, it was hush money, wasn't it? Keith Davidson, the attorney negotiating for Stephanie Clifford, known as Stormy Daniels, and model Karen McDougal, said, no, it wasn't a payout and it wasn't hush money. It was consideration in a civil settlement. Now, this is their witness, prosecution's witness. Would you use the phrase hush money to describe the money that was paid to your client by Donald Trump? Prosecutor asked. Keith Davidson said, I would never use that word. Well, what would you use? Consideration is a contract in which someone pays to mow their lawn, just like that. Of course, Trump attorney got up there milking it. Now, Mr. Davidson, you're an attorney. Do you understand extortion law? Yep, sure do. I studied it. He says, you were pretty well versed in coming right up to the line without committing extortion, right? The attorney said, yeah, I familiarized myself with the law. And see, the thing is, it blew up in their face. Now, hopefully, these 12 brain deads sitting on the jury right now are going to figure this out. Once they hear the attorney say, no, it wasn't hush money. I don't know why you're trying to put words in my mouth, sir. You're an idiot. I would have had, boy, the good thing I wasn't Keith Davidson sitting on the stand. I don't let him have both barrels. But whatever. Tit for tat again. We all know why Trump is there. We all know why they're trying to do this. And by the time Cohen gets on the stand with all the garbage involving him, his credibility is toast, folks. Biden is ultra trying to move on registering convicts to vote. Oh, yeah. Promoting access to voting. March of 2021, he signed an executive order, which he billed as a nonpartisan government-wide effort to expand citizens' opportunities to register to vote and to obtain information about and participate in the electoral process. Well, 2 months ago, or rather after the order was signed 2 months later, Biden administration held a listening session with over two dozen NGOs, non-governmental organizations, all of which were identified with the Democratic Party or left-wing policy initiatives. According to the Oversight Project's analysis, we have a whole list of them for you. And the Anti-Defamation League was there. The National Education Association was there. They were listening. AFL-CIO. Yeah, Black Voters Matter. Yep. Fair Election Center. Headcount. Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. YWCA USA. Southern Poverty Law Center. That's just a few. They were all there. And of course, part of that listening session, once they got the unredacted notes, revealed a heavy focus on registering convicts to vote, believe it or not. That official suggested that felony disenfranchisement is voter suppression. They want the Bureau of Prisons to notify newly eligible voters of their right to vote. If you were a convicted felon and somebody from the Bureau of Prisons called you up and said, hey, have you registered to vote yet? It's like, hey, they put people in jail for doing that, you idiot, and they hang up. Wow. We'll move into the world of the economy as long as we're talking about how bad things are. Right after these important words from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I am here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 Central Time, where we are on this Friday on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and of course, moving to the economy. Yeah, it does suck still. 2024 Adam data analysis is just now out. The best days and months to sell a home. Now, when do you think those are? Anybody got a guess? Now, this is based on home sales over the last 13 years. Adam Data has compiled all the data and put out a 2024 data analysis report. The best months to sell a home, February, April, and May, they can yield higher seller premiums. Seriously, May especially. May, if you sell in May, we're talking about anywhere from 15.5% to 16.2%. Amazing, huh? The best day starting with to sell a home, because they looked at best days. The deep dive. What's the best day to sell a home? May 27th, number one. Seller premium, 16.2%. Followed by February 25th, February 17th, February 15th, February 22nd, May 25th, March 30th, March 25th, February 28th, and February 24th. All in the 15 percentile. That's how much more you would make premium-wise on those dates. Amazing what statistics will tell you. Now, does that necessarily hold any kind of water? Just a little bit. Especially if you're the one selling. I have sold properties in May personally, and I will guarantee you, we did very well. Stellantis, by the way, the multinational automaker, is making a big hiring push for low-wage engineers in Brazil, India, Mexico, and Morocco after laying off 400 Americans in its engineering, software, and technology departments in March. So what does this tell you? See, in America, they have to pay these engineers $150,000 to $200,000 in salary. But these low-wage countries, they can get by with paying $53,000 a year. And what do you think is going to happen? Are these engineers as smart as the ones in America? You want to buy a Stellantis vehicle? Now, just think about that, because if the engineering in this thing presents itself with defects because they've lowered the bar, which means lower the standards. I mean, you got the fact they had to fly French and Italian engineers into India to fix problems with its smart car platform, an outsourced company. There have been production launch issues at the Sterling Heights, Michigan truck plant because of lack of nearby engineers. So now they want to shift gears and get rid of the ones we have in America. Wow. So what does UAW President Sean Fain say about these layoffs? Quote, you got a CEO over there across the pond that wants to talk about how they need to cut costs and all this stuff, but didn't stop him from giving himself a 56% pay increase. Unquote. Governor DeSantis, meanwhile, see, not only has he signed a bill to prevent CBDCs from being initiated in Florida, he's also signed SB 1084 to prohibit the sale of lab-grown meat in the state of Florida, putting the brakes on the World Economic Forum's goal of forcing the world to eat lab-grown meat and insects, an overlooked source of protein. Well, tell you what, Klaus Schwab and the Schwab kebabs, you go eat. Bill Gates, you go dine on each other, and you eat all that. You eat all what you want. Eat all that lab-grown meat. More power for you. More power to you. So the way that this was put together, you got to understand, beef cattle in Florida generate over $900 million a year in revenue. Florida ranks ninth in beef production in the U.S., yeah. So basically, they're going to modernize Florida's Right to Farm Act to protect reasonable agriculture activities from frivolous lawsuits, signing legislation to ensure that agritourism operators qualify for protection against property tax assessments when operating on agricultural lands. Boy, if that doesn't motivate you to move to Florida to open up a farm, simplifying the steps for Florida farmers to get tax sales exemptions for agricultural materials, reestablishing funding for Rural Family Lands Protection Program in 2022 at $300 million, protecting through that program over 36,000 acres of farmland and investing more than $2.8 billion into their ag industry in the Framework for Freedom budget. DeSantis is doing something, whether people realize it or not, because you take away the food. Guess what? Life goes away. In the health category, understand something else. There has been a major recall warning of beef. The recall was issued by Pennsylvania-based Cargill Meat Solutions, which distributes meat around the country. The USDA's announcement said the possibility affected beef was shipped to Walmart stores nationwide. I never buy meat at Walmart. The raw ground beef stems, those items were produced from April 26th to the 27th. Those 2 days, the full list of affected meat products, they're listed on our blog and on the website. I mean, we're talking, if you bought meat at Walmart that has EST period 86P on it, on the back, printed on the back of the label, and lot code 117 or 118 on it, these are products that are probably contaminated and you should probably return them or pitch them. Hell, I get the receipt and take it back. Let him have a rasher of it. That's why I don't buy stuff at Walmart. It's just Walmart. Governor Katie Hobbs has signed a bill repealing the 1864 abortion law in Arizona. That's the 2022 statute banning the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy will then become Arizona's prevailing abortion law. The repeal is set to take effect 90 days after the legislature ends, which typically is in June or July. So 90 days later, September, October, once the budget's approved, why do they need that? They're not funding reproductive health care, are they? States shouldn't be doing that, folks. People want abortions, they go pay for it on their own, don't you think? You made the mistake, you paid for it. Why should we have to? Just because you want to go out and get knocked up, why should we have to pay for it? You know, if you get knocked up because you're a family and you want to do what God said and be fruitful and multiply, that's one thing. But if you just want to go out and whore yourself around the nation and then expect for us to pay for an abortion after abortion after abortion just because, you know, you want to be corrupt according to God's law, well, hey, you know, I don't want to help you. I mean, that's all sorts of wrong. I think most pro-life people understand that. It's murder either way you look at it. And see, this whole six-week thing, you know what their argument is? Well, most women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. Really? Really? You mean you don't start barfing and getting weird cramps and getting weird feelings about yourself? I have a real hard time figuring this out. Advanced liver cirrhosis can push levels of ammonia in the blood to hazardous levels, but skipping meat at mealtime can help reverse that, according to new research. Believe it or not, skipping meat for just one meal benefits liver disease. You lower harmful ammonia levels in patients with cirrhosis. So, I mean, if you're a drinker, that's one way you're going to get cirrhosis. In folks with healthy livers, the organ takes that ammonia and sends it to the kidneys, which comes out as urine, right? Cirrhosis, however, impairs the organ's ability to process ammonia, so it builds up in a toxic way. It's called hepatic encephalopathy. Without treatment, it can lead to coma and death. So diet, of course. Western diets, low in fiber and high in meat and carbs, boost levels of ammonia produced by the gut. So what if a culprit like meat was cut out of the mix? Oh, you people on carnivore diets aren't going to like that one. The new study involved 30 meat-eating adults treated for cirrhosis at Richmond VA Medical Center. Oh, well, there's your first clue. The Richmond VA Medical Center? VA? Yeah, and which of these organizations do you belong to? Do you belong to the Eagles Lodge, the Vets, Fraternal Order, or what? And how often do you go there a week, and do you stagger out the door into the snow, or do you get behind your car and you're sober when you leave? You see, wow. Cirrhosis, Richmond VA Medical Center. Yeah. Yeah, you got all sorts of stories to tell over drinks, right? That's how you get a cirrhotic liver. But then they want to put studies out like this. Huh. I don't know whether I want to buy it or not, folks. You can read the story and decide for yourself. A Sumatran orangutan in Indonesia has self-medicated using a paste made from plants to heal a large wound under his eye, according to scientists. Rekus, who is the orangutan in question, apparently got into it with another orangutan and got a big gash in below his eye, his right eye. He apparently applied a plant poultice to his face, and the wound closed up and healed in a month. Imagine how that works. What can we learn from that? I mean, he repeatedly applied the liquid onto his cheek for 7 minutes. He didn't need a doctor to tell him that. He then smeared the chewed leaves onto his wound until it was fully covered. The plant was called Acar Kuning, an anti-inflammatory and antibacterial plant that's also used locally to treat malaria and diabetes. The paste and leaves then appear to have done their magic because there was no sign of infection. The wound closed up in 5 days. After a month, fully healed. Gotta love that. In the surveillance state, a bipartisan group of 14 senators is calling on their leaders to restrict the use of facial recognition technology by the Transportation Security Administration in order to protect privacy and civil liberties. Huh. They're claiming that technology poses significant threats to our privacy and civil liberties, and Congress should prohibit TSA's development and deployment of facial recognition tools until rigorous congressional oversight occurs. You see, here's the thing. You go to the airport, and there's these devices right there. Before heading through the metal detectors, you insert your ID into an electronic reader, and then you stand still for a photo. A device then analyzes the picture to make sure it matches the driver's license or passport, and a TSA agent signs off on the screening. Now, just imagine you go put your eyeball up to something that takes your biometric information. Then what? Now they've got it. There is no privacy anymore. TSA Administrator David Pekoski previously said the agency is planning to make biometric verification required to increase efficiency, but didn't say when. And of course, they're doing this with no public discourse or congressional oversight. They're just doing it. Makes you really want to fly, doesn't it? No wonder people want to drive now these days or take a bus and leave the driving to us. Yeah. Russian space nuclear weapons could devastate satellites in low Earth orbit, according to the latest claims. Russia is developing a space-based nuclear weapon that could make low Earth orbit, where the majority of satellites are located, unusable for a year if detonated, according to a senior Pentagon official. Do you believe him or not? This happened during a May 1st hearing at the House Armed Services Committee Strategic Force Subcommittee. John Plum, Assistant Secretary for Defense for Space Policy, issued a warning about Russia bringing nuclear weapons into space. Anti-satellite capability related to a new satellite carrying a nuclear device, or as Bush would say, nuclear. The capability could pose a threat to all satellite operated by countries and companies around the globe. But hey, what are vital communications and all that other gobbledygook? You know, they don't need it. And, of course, Mike Turner from Ohio, you know, the one that was big key into getting 702 passed. Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Lots of questions out of him. Says we, Mr. Plum says we should worry about this right now. As for the detonation impact of the weapon, Mr. Plum said simulation modelings would be needed to know the specifics of how long this thing would be used, what type of detonation it might be, where it might be detonated changes the outcome as well. Nonetheless, he added the explosion would impact low Earth orbit. Now, for those of you who like to support Tyson, and apparently right now there's a big movement going on, said Jason Nelsonson. He's the co-founder of Prepper All Naturals. We've had him on the show before. I did not realize Tyson Foods, you may want to boycott them because they're closing a plant in Iowa so they can hire migrants in states with more refugee-friendly employment laws. That's a backlash. Very quickly, it came about. May go on for a long time. They're getting the Bud Light treatment. They fired 1,200 employees in a town with only 8,000 people. What does that do to the town? Decimates it. So Prepper All Naturals, by the way, does not work with Tyson Foods. So we have a list. Things I didn't realize that were made by Tyson. You may not want to shop them. Jimmy Dean, Hillshire Farm, Ballpark, some of them. Right brand, your bacon, Right brand bacon, that's Tyson. Pierre, Like Moms, Landshire, Steakies, Brian, Tortilla Land, Reuben, Sara Lee. I mean, no, Nature Farms, Raised and Rooted, Adel's, State Fair. All of these are under the Tyson brand. Wow. Now we got 10 perennial vegetables you need to plant this summer. Plant once, pick forever. That's why they call them perennials, folks. They regrow again year by year by year. Kale, sorrel, asparagus, artichokes, Jerusalem artichokes, oy vey, watercress, blueberries, rhubarb, horseradish, and chives. Imagine that. Fresh food for the family. I know some of you are just like, huh, do I got to do that? Yeah, sorry, you do have to lift a finger. This is why we have Heaven's Harvest Heirloom Vegetable Seed Kit and Heirloom Max Seed Kit. You can call the Power Mall right now at 877-817-9829 and get you some. In other news, 26 states, that's over half of the country's attorneys general, have filed suit in federal courts all over the U.S. over the ATF's redefinition of gun dealers. Merrick Garland signed a new rule in, 466 pages. The only requirement for determining whether a person is engaged in the business of selling guns is whether they're trading to predominantly earn a profit. The defining characteristic previously was whether the dealer worked to earn a livelihood. This new definition was part of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, signed into law on June 25th of 2022. Yeah, right. Lawsuits in Florida, Texas, and Arkansas are asking the courts to block that rule. Under the new rule, almost every transfer of firearm ownership would require at least one party to have an FFL and perform a criminal background check, including private sales. See, we're just never going to forget what they did to Brian Malinowski. They killed him. He thought it was somebody breaking into his home. They shot him in the head. Could happen to you. ATF isn't answering for it. I haven't heard anything. Even though Jim Jordan says he's going to do something about it, still haven't heard anything. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, one of my heroes out there, identified the man who shot and wounded two deputies. This happened over the weekend in Lakeland, Florida. K. Mac L. Bay, a 26-year-old man from California. Sheriff says he was parked in Hunt Fountain Park after hours when a deputy approached him and asked for ID. The suspect identified himself as a Moorish sovereign citizen, a movement that doesn't believe in following local, state, and federal laws. Oh, here we go. So now the deputy calls for backup. Several deputies responded, including Lieutenant Chad Anderson and Deputy Craig Smith. Judd said they approached the man, who then opened fire and tried to take off in his car. Anderson was shot in the arm and the round lodged in his chest. Smith was hit in the arm. Other deputies at the scene opened fire. Mr. L. Bay is dead. Investigators found two handguns and a rifle in his vehicle. Anderson remains in critical condition. Smith is said to be stable. Just so you know. Now, when you go on to artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, it is now pushing propaganda and parroting lies about the COVID-19 jabs. Just so you know, it's been programmed to do that, according to Patrick Wood at Technocracy News. And the more you ask, the more it starts talking like mainstream media and siding with Pfizer and Moderna and the CDC and everybody else out there that lied to America in the first place. And as a matter of fact, a new key ingredient in the Pfizer and Moderna COVID jabs now aids in the development of cancer. That means you get the jab. Guess what? Likely increase of this chemical, pseudo-U, into the vaccines. Yeah, it suppresses the innate immune system that allows cancer to grow. Thank you, Pfizer and Moderna. Now you wonder why there's an increase in cancers? Now you know. Oh, besides the fact that Arizona just screwed with their abortion law, their state Democrat lawmakers just teamed up with pro-abortion Planned Parenthood to host a drag queen story hour at the state capitol, according to Arizona State Senate Republicans. Amazing. And these guys, they showed pictures. They didn't even look like drag queens. Men in dresses with beards and hairy chests. What do you think that is? I think it's stupid in my book. Oh, well, so much for that. We're going to try to reach out to Dane Wigington after the top of the hour. We will be taking your phone calls regarding climate engineering after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.